We're doing Dov's Minute. We had discussed that the prayers of Shabbos correspond to four different things. The Ataki Dashta, the Friday night, corresponds, discusses the creation, the first Shabbos. The Yismach Moshe is the Shabbos when the Torah was given. The Tikanta Shabbat, the Musaf prayer, is in Tashrak. It's in reverse alphabetical order, corresponding to Eshrikalem. God says, "I will whistle to bring them in the final redemption." That's the reference of the Musaf prayer when we ask to be able to bring the Kolbanot again. And Ata Echad, the prayer of Mincha, is when we already speak about the world to come. That's the Shabbos that's still coming. And the pasuk says, "Umeika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz." So Chazal tell us three attest to this: Hashem, Israel, and Shabbos. Hashem and Israel attest to the Shabbos that it's a day of rest. Hashem and Shabbos, Israel and Shabbos attest that God is singular, and God and Shabbos attest to Israel that they are singular. Meaning there are three that each two they give testimony about the third. We in Shabbos, we give testimony that one is singular. Throughout the world, they have a seven-day work week. Why? Because God created the world in 7 days, and He said that's what's fitting for man, to rest on the seventh day, to rest one of the 7 days. So we, the Jewish people, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Ken, Hashem Echad, and Shabbos, we attest to God being one. God in Shabbos, we're the only ones that keep Shabbos, and God says, I protect the Jewish people. God in Shabbos, they attest to the fact that we are one. And we in God, we attest to the fact that Shabbos is one. So we say, we refer to the future, Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and the Mincha prayer of Shabbos, we speak about Hashem, you are one. Who is like your nation Israel, who are one, and we're also referring to the fact that Shabbos is one. That's this concept of the Gemara, the singularity of God, Shabbos, and Israel. Shabbat Shalom.